My name is Marie Bergin. I am 39 years old and I'm from South Kirby. Jordan is 18 years old and Katie is 15 years old. They both have severe autistic spectrum disorder and they are both profoundly deaf. I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't worry.
I also have depression, which is not good either. But yeah, they have autism, they are profoundly deaf and they have a learning difficulty.
I can see already, just from that reaction, that it's hard for you, isn't it?
Yeah, very. He's very lonely. It's very isolating. Yeah, very difficult on a day-to-day basis. There is no help. We don't get help. We don't get support because my partner works. So they see it as if you've got an income coming into the house, then you sort of don't need anything else.
And of course, the cost of looking after those children is even more when your children have disabilities, isn't it?
It is, yeah. A lot of it for us is the destruction of things in the house, furniture, doors, walls, and the cost of general everyday expenses, your living expenses, as well as having to try and keep up with repairs and replacement furniture. Yeah, there's not enough money.
And has the amount of support that you get changed?
Not really. If anything, I think it's decreased. Because my son moved out last year, he's now in a full-time specialist residential because there are no services in our area to fully deal with what he needs. But as soon as he moved out, everything stops of his, but we still have to provide his clothes and shoes, pocket money, etc. You know, that's still down to us. We can't go and see him because we can't afford to go and see him.
What kind of budgets are we talking about for example, your weekly or monthly food budget?
I have really had to cut down now, really, really cut back. You know, it's the 2-for-1 on loaves of bread. You buy one, you put one in the freezer. You know, some weeks we can't afford to go shopping, so we make do with what's in bottom of the freezer.
Have you ever had to go without? I mean, have you ever had to go without?
Yeah, me and my partner, when they're not here, we tend to not really eat much at all, to be fair. We might have maybe one meal a day.
And what about other cutbacks like heating?
The heating is very rarely on. We simply just cannot afford for the heating to be on. We're down to maybe one light in a room. It's not nice to not have the choice.
Has there ever been, you know, like a real rock bottom time?
Yeah, most times is rock bottom. As a parent, I know most people will say I don't have any control over my children, but I really don't. When we go outdoors, if they don't get what they want, 9 times out of 10 they'll just have a meltdown in shop, which could involve breaking things in shop, taking things off shelves, attacking the nearest person, complete stranger. So you tend to sort of stay in a lot, but you want to be able to take them out because you don't want to always be sat in the house with them, because it's not fair on them. They should be able to go out. There's nowhere really that we can go that's accessible and cheap and autism friendly. They have more opportunities in their respective respite places because there's more staff available, there's transport available, and there's probably a bigger budget available, to be honest, to do things.
How does that make you feel as a parent when, I mean, obviously Katie's in respite today, Jordan's, you know, out in residential care.
As a parent, you feel like you've failed them because you can't provide what they need. You can't provide the life that everybody wants for their children. You want them to have friends. You want them to go nice places. You want to do nice things with them. You want to do things as a family. And there just isn't the opportunity. There isn't the opportunities, both financial and support-wise. And, yeah, as a parent, you feel you've let them down.
Well, I was going to ask you, what kind of impact has it had on you and your mental health? And
yeah, I've suffered depression for, well, most of my children's life now. Physically wise, I have a bad back, you know, my hips. And it's all through having to help either manoeuvre them or do so much for them. It takes quite a toll physically and mentally. I think mentally, for me, is the hardest. You can take a painkiller for an ache and pain. Depression's not so easy to deal with, I suppose.
And where are you at mentally now?
I worry a lot. I have a lot of guilt. This isn't my fault, but you can't help but feeling guilty. You've not been able to do anything. We've not had family holidays. Christmas is Well, it's like any other day in our house, and you know, things like that, and that's when it really begins to show.
And in terms of money as well, like at Christmas time, yeah, for example, how does that go?
Yeah, money wise it's tough at Christmas as well, very tough, because it's colder as well, everybody's in the house, so you sort of want to keep everybody warm, you want to do a nice Christmas dinner, you want to have all the decorations, and you want everybody to sing and watch Christmas movies, and it's nothing like that. It's nothing like that at all.
What is it like?
For me, I think it's really difficult. I think we just about spent every Christmas on our own. I don't think it bothers them so much. Because they tend not to really understand it, I suppose. They know they're getting presents, but I think the whole concept of Christmas, they don't really understand that. But for me as the mum...
Because you understand what Christmas is about.
Yeah, I understand. You know, Christmas, it's about families and friends and getting people together and everybody enjoying themselves. It's just not really like that for us. It's not really
like
that.
Where are your parents?
Not really seen my dad for quite a long time. And my mum moved to Tenerife last January. Jobs and lives, I know that takes people away. But, you know, it gets lonely at Christmas.
That's what I'm getting from you more than anything, yep, is
lonely, loneliness. Isolation. Yeah, because people stop knocking after a while because you haven't got the energy or the money to go out. Now they're older, I'm hoping opportunities will come up.
You're still young as well, aren't you?
Yeah, so. I am still young, thank you. I am still young. So, yeah, I'm hoping opportunities will come up and I'll maybe be able to do something to help other people that have sort of being in the same position to what we're in, because I do think a lot more needs to be done. As a carer being at home, it's not a choice situation just to have one income family, but it's not a choice, but we are punished for it financially. We get no help with rent, we get no help with council tax, heating wise, electricity wise, shopping wise, nothing. And my partner finishes work this week. He's been made redundant on Friday. So, yeah, that's another lovely blow just to go before Christmas.
So now they're older and not at home as much, can you get a job? And, you know, could you have ever had a part-time job while they were at home?
When my daughter was 11, 12, I actually went to the job centre lone parent interview and they told me I were unemployable. It's not nice living a life on benefits and having to bring your children up on benefits, but really when there's no choice in our circumstance, there really is no choice because there is no childcare for children like mine. You can see the life carrying on, you can see the world passing you by and you feel like you stood on sidelines.
And you were saying you would like to, you know, perhaps once both the kids have left home,
yeah,
do something to help other
families. I would, yeah, definitely.
What would you do?
To be honest, I think I'd have to start with support services and just give something as opposed to take everything.
And then presumably if you had something like, you know, if there were a support centre locally, yeah, people like yourself that want to work but can't, yeah, because you've got the children, if you were able to have somewhere that you could take the children,
yep,
they could help as well.
That's
if
right.
They wanted to. You could work there and there'd be other people around keeping an eye on them. Sort of everyone wins, isn't it?
Of course, it's a win-win situation. I think when you've been in that situation, you can appreciate other people. So you understand how much help other people do need.
I'm pleased you've said that because I was expecting to sort of come along and the answer to this story would be we need more benefits, but actually it's more give us jobs, you
give
know,
us more
us
opportunities,
yeah,
let us pay our own way, let them earn, let them go out, let them feel worthwhile. I mean, how good is it to know when you get your wage packet that you've gone out and you've earned that and you've provided for your family, yourself? And I think that's what all of us want, carers included, carers and those with disabilities. We just want to feel like we belong to the world.